we're talking about Walk for Soul, and with us to talk about that is Richard Jackson from Rotary Newcastle. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Amanda. How are you?
Good, thanks. Lovely to have you. Now, Walk for Soul is an actual or virtual walk fundraiser. What does that mean and what's involved?
Well, it means that during the month of August, you can take your own time and nominate how far you want to walk. And you can either do it as an individual or as a team. And then what you then have to do is when you decide how far you want to go, and who's doing the walk with you, or if you're doing it by yourself, we put out a flyer for there's a crowd called Raisley, which is an internet engine, and you can enter your name and the distance you wish to walk, and how much money you wish to donate or how much sponsorship you've got onto that. Now, all you've got to do really is you type up Walk for Soul. That's Walk for with the letter four, Soul dot Raisley, Raisely site, site.com. If you haven't got the flyer, and that will take you to the page that you need to enter. To enter for the walk. Amanda, what we're trying to do, both ourselves, that's Newcastle Rotary, Newcastle Sunrise, and Walls in Maryland, is help fund the activities of Soul Hub here in town, which does a wonderful job. You know, I don't know whether you realise this, but Soul last year, they produced 86,500 meals.
Wow, that's a lot of meals.
Yeah, well, it averages out around about 1,900 meals per week. And they do things like laundry. They've got Alcoholics Anonymous there. If they want to do that, you can deal through the NDIS if you wish. There's a plethora of things that they do. They not only produce meals, but provide, backup for those less fortunate who are doing it a bit tough. So, yeah. Now, I volunteer there on Wednesdays, and it's always interesting to meet the people that sort of come in that want to get something to eat or just have a chat. You know, sometimes those people on the street, when they come in for a meal on during the week, it might be the only time they ever talk to anyone.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary.
Well, it's lovely of you to do that and help. It's for a great cause. How much money are you hoping to raise?
Well, look, our long-term goal is $100,000. But I think that initially, I mean, if we reach it, that would be absolutely wonderful. But I think that, our hopes aren't quite that high for the first year. We want to make this into an ongoing annual event. So that, it's nice and simple. It doesn't require sort of any sort of liability insurance or permission from the council or anything like that. You can just go onto the Raisley, nominate how far you want to walk and how much money you wish to raise. So, it's a pretty straightforward sort of thing to do. You just need, a little bit of computer skills or a child who knows how to operate the computer.
Yeah, the children are all over it. You could probably get a three-year-old to do it these days.
Well,
that's great.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is that each Wednesday when I'm in there, I meet up with a fella who's 91 or 92, and he walks from Carrington to 437 Hunter Street, where Soul Hub is, and we have lunch together every Wednesday.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. It's and that's I suppose walk in his shoes. That's what we're asking Novo Castrians to do. I mean, we've only been here for 3.5 years, but having come from Canberra, where I was down there in the retail business, but Newcastle is fantastic in the way it supports particularly Soul Hub. I mean, it does. It's all supported from Newcastle. It doesn't require any government assistance whatsoever.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job. And if anyone doesn't want to walk or they have issues with walking, they can also donate as well.
They can. They just go on the site and donate. I will say one thing in just to preface my previous comment. We have received a government grant to support a doctor for 4 days a week and a nurse to help those people that that may need assistance and can't afford to go to the doctor or don't know how to do it.
That's the only
government money that's sort of floating around, but the rest is all done by Novo Cashins, and thank you. It's just wonderful.
Well, hopefully you can raise a lot of money. Thank you so much for talking to us, Richard. Appreciate it.
Amanda, thank you, and thank you very much for having me.
No problem. Richard Jackson from the Rotary Clubs of Newcastle. If you'd like to sign up or donate to Walk for Soul, you'll find all the details on our community events calendar at 2nurfm.com.au.